On behalf of CyberVision Systems, I would like to welcome you to one of the most beneficial and powerfully effective personal achievement programs you will ever experience. The Neuropsychology of Self-Discipline, the Master Key to Success. My name is Richard Gebhardt, and I'm going to be your guide as we explore, learn, and use this fascinating and effective program for developing your power of self-discipline, the iron will, the inner strength and drive you need to achieve your life's goals and ambitions. This program is the result of many years of thoughtful scientific inquiry and research. In an attempt to discover and understand the main driving force, the core source of inner power that separates the dynamically achieving person from the unfulfilled, underachieving masses, CyberVision Systems has directed its financial and human resources to find the answer. Through its association with the famed Stanford University Neuropsychological Research Laboratory and through 7 years of intensive investigation into the science of human achievement, CyberVision Systems has uncovered what it believes is the master key to success. The master key which unlocks the raw potential that lies dormant within the heart and mind of man. Simply stated, we call this key self-discipline. Self-discipline. What's the first thing that phrase makes you think of? Unfortunately, for most people, the term conjures up images of strictness, long stretches of boring or irritating work, of self-sacrifice and self-denial. Nothing could be further from the truth. Truly self-disciplined people are not bored, unhappy, or suffering from any kind of deprivation. In fact, they have learned to give themselves the true joy that comes from pursuing and achieving their most cherished goals and dreams. What, then, is self-discipline really all about? The simple answer may surprise you. Self-discipline is your ability to systematically and progressively work towards a goal until you have reached it. It includes acquiring knowledge and skills. It's your ability to become positively obsessed, single-minded, and efficient, to strive without giving up, to work consistently day after day, week after week, and year after year until your purpose is fulfilled. Self-discipline is the power to say, this is what I really want in life, and this is how I'm going to get it. And if I have to give up some other things, I will, because it's worth it in the long run. To be self-disciplined, you must learn to develop the kind of obsession that glows like a beacon in a storm. You must learn to watch that light and steer your course towards it, no matter what gets in your way or how long it takes. Like a sailor, you must learn to use the skills that will point you in the right direction, and you must keep on using all your knowledge, skill, and energy to stay on course until you have reached your destination. Self-discipline is the single ingredient that makes success possible for anyone who dreams of achieving great things. Without it, there would be no Olympic gold medal winners, no great artists, musicians, or writers, no brilliant inventors, Grand Prix winners, or multimillionaires. Every person who has made an enduring success of his or her life used self-discipline to get there. If self-discipline is so effective, why don't more people have it? Unfortunately, we live in a quick-fix society where old-fashioned effort isn't appreciated. Nearly everyone wants to be an overnight success. People spend their money as soon as they make it to get instant gratification through material things. And then the same people wonder why they're not getting anywhere. The truth is, without paying the price and without making an effort, most people will fail at what they set out to do. It takes years of hard work and discipline to master a skill or craft. Years of putting in 7-day work weeks to build a business from scratch into a multi-million dollar operation. Years of schooling and internship to get a medical degree and start a doctor's practice. And years of tempering and seasoning to become a prima ballerina. We all greatly admire successful artists, business people, and doctors, among others. But how many of us are willing to put in the years of work it took for these people to get where they are? The late Ray Kroc, the founder and guiding genius behind McDonald's restaurants, told a wonderful story about the contrast between the self-disciplined achiever and the wishful thinker in a speech he gave to MBA candidates at Dartmouth College. He said, I'm reminded of a story about the great pianist who gave a concert, and at the end a lady rushed up to him and said, "I'd give anything in the world if I could play like that." And he said, "No, you wouldn't." She could have if she wanted to. Anybody could. I know, as a piano player, that piano playing is mechanical to a great extent. But it's the dedication, the disciplining to practice, that makes the difference. And when you're talking about a concert pianist, he has been practicing for years. Years of practice, several hours a day, every single day. Practice, 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 practice. Sacrifice and discipline. That's what it gets down to. And so he said, "No, you wouldn't," meaning that what she said she wanted to attain, she wouldn't pay the price to get, to discipline herself to do the studying and practicing required to be a concert pianist. How many times have you heard yourself saying, "I'd give anything to be a doctor, or a lawyer, or president of a company, or a singer, actress, or dancer, if only I had the talent or the education or the intelligence?" The truth is, with a minimum of talent and average intelligence, you could be any one of those things. With a steady, sustained effort that never falters, never crumbles, and never gets lost in unimportant details, you can be anything you want. Many people believe that talent alone is the key to success. Talent might play its part, but it's not the difference. In every field of endeavor, millions of talented men and women with special talents are wasting away, contributing little to their own success or the good of mankind. And every day, we see others who are less gifted, but who have accomplished more. Many believe that education is the key to success. Though it is a valuable aid, it is not the difference. The educated derelict is a common sight, and so is the man or woman who has achieved phenomenal success without the advantage of a formal education. And many believe that intelligence is the key to success. Even though a person with a high degree of intelligence is fortunate and possesses the raw materials to be successful, the relationship between intelligence and accomplishment is something less than balanced. Every day we encounter highly intelligent people who barely get by, and their opposite number, men and women of average intelligence, but superior achievements. The one quality which sets one man apart from another, the one key which lifts one to every aspiration, while others are caught up in the mire of mediocrity, is not talent, formal education, nor intellectual brilliance. It's self-discipline. With self-discipline, all things are possible. It's the closest thing you could have to a wish-granting fairy godmother. Without self-discipline, even the simplest goal can seem like the impossible dream. In America today, the greatest cause of failure is the lack of self-discipline. Lacking self-discipline, millions of American dreams turn to ashes. With lofty visions of success, many people don't know that it takes more than wishful thinking, shortcuts, gimmicks, and get-rich-quick schemes to achieve excellence. Somehow, most people have lost sight of the age-old truth that anything worthwhile achieving takes time, organized, persistent effort, and more time. As you look around you, you'll see the many obvious fruits of the undisciplined mind: poverty, unhappiness, and drugs, the social cancer of a quick-fix society. But it is the not-so-obvious, more subtle effects of the lack of self-discipline that we address here, the raw power and potential of talented and intelligent people that lies dormant, unchanneled, and wasted, untapped and unfocused because of the inability of these people to commit and mobilize themselves to a course of consistent action. The lack of self-discipline is the number one killer of achievement in America. Successful people have one thing in common. They set their sights on a goal and work every hour of every day towards reaching it. They learned what they needed to do to reach that goal, and they found a way to do it. If it meant taking on an extra job, they took the job. If it meant going to school at night, they attended evening classes. If it meant working countless hours 7 days a week, they worked the hours. If it meant relocating themselves and their families, they moved. Success consists of self-discipline. And self-discipline consists of doing whatever you have to do for as long as you have to do it to get where you want to be. If you truly want to seek your fortune, you must develop the inner strength to relentlessly pursue your vision day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, until it becomes a reality. And it will become a reality. Stop and think about all the things you wish you'd accomplished, the things you know you could have accomplished if you'd only had the self-discipline to pursue them. Would you have gotten more education? Practiced and practiced at your favorite sport until you had a chance of becoming a pro. Learn to read and write music and play an instrument. Study engineering so you could design and sell the ideas you're always dreaming up. Actually, there are things you've accomplished through self-discipline way back in your childhood. Just think, how long did it take you to learn how to walk? For how many weeks and months did you struggle to stand upright? How many bruises did you get from falling down? And how many times did you pick yourself up and try again? You learned to walk because, as a toddler, you became obsessed with learning to walk. You were determined to learn, no matter how hard it was at first or how long it was going to take. Every step you took was a small victory, and every time you fell down, it was just an excuse to start all over. Children are naturally self-disciplined because children believe that everything is possible. Children don't say, "I can't do it." Children say, "I want to do it." When you want something badly enough, and when you believe in it strongly enough, self-discipline will get it for you. Self-discipline is the most powerful tool you own for bridging the gap between wishful thinking and real fulfillment. Without it, you can only stare, as author Amy Gross says, like a window shopper at the good things of life, and shrug and move on. You can have those good things by developing the self-discipline to achieve them. What do you want that you're willing to pay the price for? What means so much to you that you'll spend weeks, months, or years pursuing it? Start thinking about your most cherished dream, because with the power of self-discipline, you're finally going to be able to achieve it, and this program will teach you how. The neuropsychology of self-discipline, your master key to success, will show you how to take the raw materials you already possess, your talent, intelligence, strength, and motivation, and turn them into the assets you need to achieve your life's goals. You'll learn how to gain the knowledge and skills that will set you on the path to success. And you'll learn to develop the kind of positive strength it takes to stay on that path until you have reached the very end. You may think it's impossible for you to develop the kind of self-discipline you see others using to achieve success. You may think you're too lazy, too scattered, too quick to give up. And that may be true of the way you're behaving now. But most people aren't self-disciplined because they never had a chance to experience the kind of joy and satisfaction that comes with mastering their own abilities and applying them to the one thing they really want in life. Once you get a taste of how intoxicating, of how free self-discipline feels, you'll be hooked on it for life. The neuropsychology of self-discipline is not the result of pop psychological and faddish theories, nor does it contain simplistic pablum like success gimmicks found so often in many self-improvement programs. The neuropsychology of self-discipline program incorporates the breakthrough findings of one of the world's most respected brain researchers, Dr. Carl H. Prebram, director of the Stanford University Neuropsychological Research Laboratory, with the practical experience of CyberVision Systems' team of learning experts. Dr. Prebram is one of the most respected and renowned brain and behavioral researchers in the world. Trained as a neurosurgeon, Dr. Prebram has been conducting research into the brain and behavior for over 30 years. His pioneering work and discoveries have led to his being called the father of neuropsychology. Besides his responsibilities at Stanford, Dr. Prebram also serves as the director of advanced research for CyberVision Systems. The neuropsychology of self-discipline incorporates two of Dr. Prebram's revolutionary discoveries. The first is his finding that our behavior is governed by images of achievement, and that without these images, we cannot mobilize and motivate ourselves to achieve our goals. The second is Dr. Prebram's discovery of how the human brain forms visual and sensory images, and how these images affect our emotions, our power to commit ourselves to a course of action and see it through to the end with excellence through perseverance and persistence. Dr. Prebram's cutting-edge work lets us understand, for the first time, the relationship between thinking, sensing, motivation, and behavior. And by collaborating with Dr. Prebram, CyberVision Systems has been able to develop a powerful technology that enables you to harness your own mental processes and motivate yourself to develop the kind of iron will that will carry you through thick and thin to achieve your goals. Achieve them well and completely, and enjoy the journey every inch of the way. You don't have to be a scientist to understand, apply, and benefit from these principles. All of the complex research, development, and testing has already been done for you. We've turned Dr. Prebram's research results into a simple but powerful technology anyone can use to learn the beauty and joy of true self-discipline. Your Neuropsychology of Self-Discipline program centers around 3 points of organization. First, in session 2, you'll be introduced to a description of 10 characteristics of goal-achieving, highly disciplined people. Countless hours of research and interviewing went into gathering this information, all to discover the tools these people used to develop and exercise their powers of self-discipline. These characteristics will become a model or benchmark that you will strive to incorporate into your life. By keeping these characteristics close in mind, you'll have an achievable ideal against which you can measure your own behavior and habits as you strive to acquire and make permanent the skill of self-discipline. The second crucial section of this program is what we call the knowledge and information section. In session 3, you'll be systematically guided through the easy-to-understand and learn principles of CyberVision's power of self-discipline. You'll learn once and for all that the power of self-discipline is the master key to your success. Not only will you learn why, but you'll thoroughly understand, in depth, the power principles of self-discipline. The third, and to you the most important section of the program, is what we call action and implementation. In sessions 4 through 10, you'll begin the actual process of becoming self-disciplined, of developing the core skills that will enable you to achieve anything and everything you desire. You'll start by learning how to determine exactly what it is you want to achieve in your life. You'll then learn how to select role models who have already achieved what you desire to achieve and learn patterns of success from them. You'll discover how to transform those desires into emotion-provoking imaginary blueprints, sensory images rich in sight, sound, touch, taste, and smell, images that excite and stimulate your emotions. You'll learn how to overcome the poisonous doubt that gnaws deep within you as you dwell and reflect upon your chances for success. You'll learn how to determine the knowledge and skills you need to achieve your desire and how to plan your time so that you can progressively achieve your goal over a sustained period of time. And you'll discover the principles of persistence, how to break through the barriers of time, how to keep going no matter how difficult, painful, or tiring it may be, until your dream is realized. Once you have mastered the principles of self-discipline, you'll discover that nothing, literally nothing, is impossible for you. You will feel like a lean, hungry lion who has just been set free from temporary captivity, proud, aggressive, and equipped with the instincts and tools of survival. Included with this program is a personal study guide. It was designed to assist you in mastering the materials and applying the techniques contained in the audio cassettes. Use it well, for it will help you every step of the way in developing the power of self-discipline. Before you go any further with the audio cassettes, please read the introduction in the study guide. Complete the written exercises for this session, session 1. Then prepare yourself to listen to session 2 by first reviewing the background information on session 2 in the study guide. By following the principles of this program, you will, for the first time in your life, be able to achieve whatever it is you desire and accomplish it with the pride of excellence. Talking about success is one thing. Anybody can do that. Achieving it day by day, month by month, and year by year is another. That's what you're going to learn in this program. How to do it.